Formula Station.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the Little Ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
There was nothing ultra
premium
about that.
It was great, and that's why you guys can't handle it.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Speaking of one Junior Miller, who was prominently featured there in the intro, it was 1 week ago today that Junior was talking about the Barry Bonds trial that just came to an end and talking about performance-enhancing drugs.
And we are not alone. A Seton Hall poll revealed that 62% of Americans wish the government would just drop its case against Bonds, even though 74% of those believe he took PhDs.
Right. People are just tired of hearing about
PhDs?
It.
PhDs?
Performance-enhancing drugs?
PhDs?
Yeah, PEDs.
Oh, sorry. I typed PhD.
Right. He's got a PhD in steroids, maybe.
74% believe he got a doctorate in whatever.
You know, why I would type PhD, I have no idea, because there's no human further from acquiring a PhD than me.
And you were so confident in reading
And when I questioned you about it, you would have none of it.
PhD, yeah.
Performance-enhancing drugs. Of course, he works next to a monkey. I didn't even catch it. Just going, yeah, that's right. People are tired of it. You know, PhDs. All right, there's Junior up for an e-break. And it's always an e-break when Tom Gribble turns on his microphone, for the most part.
Golly.
Well, they were talking about...
How?
Firing off shots across the bow all over the place today.
Just kidding, Tom. He knows I love him. They were talking about how some people have a hard time saying aggressiveness on bad radio. One of those who has a hard time saying it is Magic Johnson. You ready? We have another who wants to, I guess, get the Magic Johnson joke series up and running. It's Tom Gribble, and it's not funny.
Magic is in no hurry.
Aggressiveness.
He is taking his time. Yes. In fact, it's printed like that on the teleprompter.
Aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness.
But, you know, Herschel wasn't speeding through a stoplight himself.
Aggressiveness.
Yeah, he was a little slow.
That's true. That's maybe why I like both of those.
But he has
both
HIV.
Pretty drawn out.
You got to take that into consideration. Hey, George. Hey, Craig. How's it going? He's the healthiest HIV positive guy I've ever seen.
But what does that have to do with him saying aggressiveness?
Researchers are still working on that.
What does it have to do with Dances with Wolves? That's the question.
Golly.
I have diabetes. I can say that.
Wow.
I love how Tom tries to squirm out of his. But
thank
he's
you,
the
Scoops.
Most healthy
he's right.
HIV guy I've ever seen.
It was a funny line when he said researchers are still working on that.
That was a good comeback.
And somehow, because he has diabetes, he can make HIV jokes?
Yeah, I don't know about
I guess
that.
So. Yeah.
I think researchers need to look at that. I'm not sure about that. So there's Tom up for an e-break. Candidate number three comes to us from the Hardline. That would be one Mike Reiner, who last week was there watching golf while doing the show, watching the Masters. Rines tries to make making putt-putt references. Rines throws out a putt-putt reference, miniature golf reference, that no one could place, picture, or remember.
The guy just missed about a 1 foot putt, and I'm not kidding.
Couldn't get it past the clown's mouth?
Or through the windmill?
Don't minimize that. Okay?
Or maybe the little squiggly thing
I'm sorry, what?
He hit it outside of that thing.
What is that?
You know, the little squiggly thing where it goes round and round and then down.
What's this guy's deal?
Can we get to community quick hits, please?
The little squiggly thing.
I honestly have no idea.
You know,
I don't either.
No, thing, I don't. The thing where you put it in there and it goes around and round and round, and then in the middle it goes down in the hole.
Can anybody help me out?
I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know what's going on.
Is this an old putt-putt game you used to play?
Bastards.
Were you Twin Rivers?
I hate you.
Anyone? I've seen where
yeah,
maybe it lands
zigzag
on
things. You
I think
know?
He's singing like Mousetrap or something. You know, where the marble goes through a windy. Well, no one? Okay, maybe not.
Is he thinking of something that looks like a hypnotic wheel that goes round like this, like a never ending curlicue? Nobody?
Maybe.
Anyone?
I don't know. Would you call that a squiggly thing?
No.
Is it a funnel?
I don't know.
And no. You could tell that he was working on that one for a minute, too, because Grooves had one, mm-hmm. Danny had one, and then there's
kind of a
silence. And yeah, that finally came out. He couldn't come up with anything.
He does sound like the drunk old guy, doesn't he, from time to time? All right, so those are your three candidates, Junior Miller, Tom Gribble, or one Mike Reiner, 214-787-1310. First one to five wins. Higher on the ticket, who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Shane Kelly and Dr. Junior Miller, PhD, please.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Gordon Keith. And yours, I want to sodomize your front butt.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Chub farting?
Don't do it. Don't do it. We will just determine a winner and stop going to the calls. I promise you. We'll pull the plug on this thing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Come on, I am radio.
Die. Hey, Natalie.
Die.
Hey, Needers. I want to vote for one Craig Jr. Miller. Love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
You know, I hate fake Natalie Maine so much, yet she always votes responsibly.
Right. She's the only one.
I have a love-hate relationship with him, her.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, this is Dwayne Carraway, and I believe that Gordon ran into my nephew at the station the other day, and I want to place a double vote. I'd like to vote for Gribble, and I would like to vote for Lakey and Connor. Thank you.
Jeez.
Man, that's really dark there at the end. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Baby Lane's biological father.
That's Stoma, man.
And having a PhD.
I think he said something about a PhD there. Okay, thank you, Stoma,
13 years old.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George's butt!
What?
I didn't get it. Inaudible.
I think it was George's butt that he voted for.
At least he cut to the chase.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to vote for the one Tom Gribble.
Thank you, sir. That's a responsible vote by you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
What?
Joe, I'd like to vote for Junior Miller's morning coffee poop.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, well, what counted as a junior vote?
Hi, I can't deny the rest of it.
You're right.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
The professor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
I protest this.
One Junior Miller talking PhDs.
And we are not alone. A Seton Hall poll revealed that 62% of Americans wish the government would just drop its case against bonds, even though 74% of those believe he took PhDs.
Right. People are just tired of hearing about
PhDs?
Performance-enhancing drugs?
PhDs?
Yeah, PEDs.
Oh, sorry. I typed PhD.
Right. He's got a PhD in steroids, maybe.
74% believe he got a doctorate in whatever.
You know, I withdraw my protest. I deserve that.
How many is that for Junior?
That's first win this year for the confident professor.
Awesome. Way to go, Junior. Way to go. 8:11 here on Sports.